and a big warm welcome to our visitors. Hopefully, if you've not already had a chat, you will get an opportunity later on this afternoon. We're going to just spend a bit of time, as we do normally at Torch, first thing in the morning, actually, so we're later today. We normally meet for what we call chapel time, where we meet together, we pray together, we sing together, and we look at God's word together. We do that for a good 10-15 minutes, and then we share something sort of from one of the departments in Torch, and then we have a prayer time, so about half an hour normally each morning. So we're later today, but it's good to have you with us. So let's start in prayer, shall we, this afternoon. Dear Lord, we do thank you for who you are. Lord, for your great power. Lord, your authority. Lord, your love. Lord, for your peace, for your joy. Lord, for your gentleness. Lord, we thank you that you are everything. Lord, we thank you that all we have is in you. Lord, we want to live to praise your name. Lord, to give you honour and to give you glory. Lord, we thank you that you stretch out your hand towards us, Lord. You reach out to take us and to say, come unto me. Lord, we thank you that we are such a privileged people to be called your sons and your daughters. And so, Lord, we want to just gather and come before you now. Lord, to turn our hearts to you and our minds to you. Lord, to honour you, to give to you and to receive. Lord, that we would then pass it on, what we have from you. Lord, to reach out and touch others. Lord, in your name, amen. And I thought we'd start with a hymn, Crown Him with Many Crowns. It's number 66. It's been volume one of the Braille, and should only have one of the giant print. Hopefully you know it. Someone just said to me, do you think everyone will know this? Crown Him with Many Crowns. 49 with many crowns, let's stand and sing together.
It's Crystal Opener.
With many crowns, the Lamb upon his throne, on power heavy and from drought, on music by his tone, awake my soul and sing, of him whose I call.
Praise the King, you give us joy, nothing else can win. You give those from Scandinavia, Sweden, Norway. Anyone from that land? Anyone that far north?
Nearly.
Okay, so more from the sunny south of Scandinavia. Anyway, welcome to sunny Britain. Actually, I think I can still say that at the moment. But it's absolutely brilliant to have you all here to join us in our staff and volunteers and all the folk here at Torch. It's great. My wife, Edith, is helping to prepare the barbecue. You can look forward to that later. But I have to say to you, that is after my sermon. I think the barbecue is about 5-6 o'clock, so we're okay. Hours. Well, it depends. Anyway, my name's Mike Townsend, and I'm one of the trustees here at Torch. I think I'm the longest surviving trustee now, probably. And a long time ago, we did do a joint holiday with CAB of Norway in Oslo. I don't suppose any of you are on that one, back in, I think it was 1983 or 84. Can anyone remember that long ago?
Yes, I remember.
Yeah. Anyway, it was great fun. But I'm not sure if the Norwegian folk had had enough of me. Because we, one afternoon, had to go horse riding. Now, I'm not a very accomplished horseman. In fact, I would say that my experience was about zero. I'd ridden in a horse and cart. But that is as far as it got. Anyway, they managed to find a Norwegian horse that was large enough and fat enough to carry me. However, once I was on its back, it decided that the hills were more interesting than the gentle jaunt that we were expected. And off I went, broom, broom, broom.
Oh no.
So I had this idea that maybe the folk at CAB had decided best to say goodbye. However, I came back and we had a great canoe race. That's a little boat in the fjord. And to get my own back on all the Norwegians, Edith and I won the race. We were the victors. However, today, I want to tell you how to be a victor, how to succeed. This little thought this afternoon is probably the most important thought that you've ever heard. What a build-up, hey? It's from a rather more obscure part of the Bible, because we at Torch have a verse for the day, a piece of the Bible for each day, which takes us through various parts of the Bible, some that you wouldn't normally flick the Bible open at. And this verse is available in a very large print calendar, so that people can read a verse each day, even though they don't see very well. It's available in Braille. It's also available through www.torchtrust.org. It would be, wouldn't it? Everything is www. So, we've got a verse today, which is from that famous book of the Bible, the second book of Chronicles. Now, some people obviously read that quite a lot, but others get rather put off by a lot of those names. In fact, there are a lot of names in this little passage, but I am not going to read them all. But this passage is about a king. King Uzziah. Verse 3 of chapter 26. Uzziah was 16 years old when he became king. And he reigned in Jerusalem 52 years. Then his mother's name was Jechaliah. I'll ask you the quiz later. She was from Jerusalem. So, what a young man to start to be king. Then it goes on to say, he did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, just as his father Amaziah had done. He sought God during the days of Zechariah, who instructed him in the fear of God. As long as he sought the Lord, God gave him success. Hey, that's what I was talking about. Success. How to get there and succeed in life. Then the Bible goes on to say, he went to war against the Philistines and broke down the walls of Gath and Jabneh and Ashdod. Then he rebuilt towns near Ashdod and elsewhere among the Philistines. God helped him against the Philistines and against the Arabs who lived in Gur, Baal, and against the Munites. Told you there were some funny names. And so the actual verse, the bit that's on the website today is, it's going to be here. Oh yeah, that's right. God helped him against the Philistines, against the... probably verse 5 maybe this. Yes, he sought God during the days of Zechariah, who instructed him in the fear of the Lord. That's right. This is the phrase. It was verse 5. So if you go to the website, it's 2 Chronicles 26 and the second half of verse 5. As long as he sought the Lord, God gave him success. As long as he sought the Lord, God gave him success. And that really is the clue to successful life. If we seek God, God will give us success. But if we just rely on our own capabilities, our own strengths, I can do it. I'm the greatest. Who said I'm the greatest? Anyone know? Cassius Gray, Muhammad Ali. I'm the greatest. But some of us take that approach with our lives, don't we? We're in control. But Uzziah found his success by seeking God. We always have to learn that lesson. I learnt it when I was quite a new Christian. We were doing something really great for God. We were going to bring the good news of Jesus to a town in East Anglia called King's Lynn. And we had this tremendous opportunity, a wonderful team, and we were given, because Tesco's, the famous shop, I don't know if you have Tesco's in Norway and Sweden. Do you have Tesco's in Norway and Sweden?
No.
No? Okay.
Not yet.
Okay. It's coming. Anyway, it was coming to King's Lynn. And we had the store, the whole store, in the centre of town for a fortnight before Tesco's came. And so we turned it into a cafe and a resource area, and we're going to run our outreach from that Tesco central store. What more could you want? A lot of capable young people, the best site in town, We were bound to succeed. But it was we. And the first couple of days, not a soul came near that Tesco store. No one was interested. And we began to wonder whatever we were doing wrong. And someone said, "Do you think we should pray?" And so we thought, that possibly could be a good idea. And we had an all-night prayer meeting, really seeking God. Just like Isaiah, he sought the Lord. What do you think happened the next day? Any guesses? No? The Tesco store was packed, absolutely to the door. We had queues down the street, and we had so many opportunities. God gave success. That's the key. So, want to win friends, influence people? Don't bother. Seek God. He'll give success. However, it wasn't all great. Do you think people can make mistakes?
Yes.
I do. I've got a key ring that tells me I'm perfect, although I've actually removed that piece of it. It was given to me by my daughter. I say when I make mistakes, I make perfect mistakes. Isn't that good? No. We can all make mistakes. Do you think Christian leaders can make mistakes?
Yes.
Do you think Torch could make mistakes?
Yes.
This is getting a bit weird. However, I was a trustee. I'm going to read to you now from verse 16. But after Isaiah became powerful, his pride led him to his downfall. He was unfaithful to the Lord his God and entered the temple of the Lord to burn incense on the altar of incense. Priests are the ones to go to the altar and burn incense. It wasn't for kings. Kings' jobs were to be kings and lead and battles and that sort of thing, to rule. Priests' jobs were to deal with the incense and the sacrifice and the temple. But Isaiah thought that he was big enough. I'm the king. I'm the powerful one. I can do anything. So in he went into the temple to make a sacrifice. But it was wrong. And those of you who know the story will know that God showed very clearly that it was wrong, because as Isaiah was stretching out to burn the incense, on his forehead came a deadly, deathly white patch. It was the patch of leprosy. That disease which was so infectious that if you had it, you were excluded, separated from your family, your friends, your work. You had to live separately. God judged Isaiah for thinking that he was the powerful one and forgetting that God is the all-powerful. I think probably one of the biggest mistakes we try to make in talks, there are probably many of them I could think about, was when we came up here, not to this building, but to another building in a lovely, charming village, which, this is the right place for us, and it's brilliant, but that was a lovely place too. However, we have a beautiful place in Sussex. It's called Torch Holiday and Retreat Centre. And some Scandinavian folk have been there and enjoyed the lovely rolling hills that are just outside the back door. Torch decided that we would do our best to sell that place. So we tried. And we tried. And we tried. Very hard. Did it sell?
No.
It didn't. Because I told you, it's still there today. It's Torch Holiday and Retreat Centre. So I believe that we, as trustees, made a mistake. But thank God, God didn't leave us in our mistake. And praise God, none of us got leprosy. But we can make mistakes. We can. But going back to the most important lesson that we can learn, it is that one back in verse 5. As long as he sought the Lord, God gave him success. Jesus says, if we will follow him, he will light up our way. He will be our light for our lives. Success? Do you want it? That's a secret. Father, we thank you for the lesson from Isaiah. Keep reminding us of that lesson, Father. Help us keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. Help us to seek his way and to follow him. And help us to enjoy your success in our day-by-day lives as they stretch out into eternity. We do thank you for our fellowship together. Thank you that that's the same way that you deal with us, whether we live in Sweden, Norway, the United Kingdom, or wherever we live. Help us to follow Jesus as we ask it in his name. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Mike. I thought actually it would be good for us to know who's here. There's quite a few people in the room here who've never met each other, so I think it'd be really good if we just could hear the sound of each other's voices. Some of the names, I speak as an Englishman, some of the names are going to be tricky for us to remember, so don't ask questions afterwards, please. But it'll be good just to go around the room. But first, I want to just mention there's somebody else who's visiting us today who is not from Scandinavia. And that's my dear friend Peter Cole. I first met in 1971, when I first volunteered to help Torch when I was a student. And Peter had already been working, what, from 1968? Did you first start working at Torch?
Yes. And I met Peter before that. Peter and I were at school together.
So before most of you were born, there was life, you know? But it's great to have Peter here with us today as well. And I think he's fitted in as an honorary Scandinavian today. He's fitted in the Scandinavian team. But I think we'll start with the band. The band usually introduces themselves. On drums, we have
Colin.
On keyboards,
Trevor.
On guitar and vocals,
Graham.
Right, now if you can work around the room, just touch each other on the shoulder if you need to. Just work around the room and just shout out your names so we can all hear you. Cool.
Mitt navn er Åge.
Janet.
Anne.
Karin.
Elsa.
Emma.
Sandra.
Marie.
Johannes.
David.
Daniel.
And we're in the back row, Andrew.
Andrew.
George. Ryan.
Carol. Patricia.
Tony.
Robert.
Kevin.
Teddy.
Lydia.
Marissa.
Mark.
Jill.
James.
And last on the floor?
Marlon. Oh, Mike, you've heard enough from me.
Marola.
Julius.
Dominique.
Robert.
Sheila.
Nessa.
Kristin Mikaela.
Lars.
Katrina.
Eric.
Ingrid.
Tina.
Ben.
Anna Benitez.
Peter.
Are the English names much easier?
they've
come today and they're learning facts about Torch from the Cab and Siskon Bandit, but Tina, we asked that you tell us something about Siskon Bandit and then cut, and so we applied it. And questions will be okay, so when you're listening to these short stories, do think of what you want to ask. Tina, do you want to go first?
Yeah, absolutely. I go first. Can I sit here or you want me to...
Oh, just where you are. Okay. Shout out loud. Do you want a microphone?
Yeah,
give it.
No, not for me. You talked about without... You hear me, okay?
Yes.
Yeah, you hear
sure.
me anyway. They hear me.
Sure.
You sure? Okay. Yes, Syskon Bandet. You can try to say that.
Syskon Bandet.
Ah, real good. Yeah. And it exactly it means... Eric, help me. You're good for this.
Yes, it means the not really a band with music, but the... As I should say, it's the union of brothers and sisters.
Mm. The exact translation. But
English
this is
word, we can use in English the word band as a band of people. You know,
exactly, that's
yes,
the kind of
work, yes,
band of brothers and sisters. You
yes.
can say.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the translation, and that's the Association of Christian Blind and Visually Impaired in Sweden. The organization started in 1908, so we celebrated the 100 years some few years ago, and then Gordon was with us.
And while I was there, sorry to interrupt again, because I saw Tina meet the King
wow.
of Sweden that day and received from him a flag commemorating 100 years of the organization.
Tradition in Sweden, organization celebrating something special, we could get the flag in our national day. Yeah, we do that. also Marian Baker, you know, she was
yes.
also there with us.
That's
the
right.
Mm. Today we have 300 people, members, in our organizations, and all around Sweden, in different ages. Here is represented some of the younger ones. We don't have a big place like this. We have a small office, and we're just two staffs working there now. We don't have this big printing organization, and we have been watching here, and the library, nothing like that today. We're just working with, I'm planning, for example, camps and conferences and travels like this, things like that we're doing. What we are printing, not printing, but making, is our own pages. We have coming out one each month. It's coming out for members and others that are interested. You could have it too, but it's in Swedish. So. You can take it by Google Translate. It's on our homepage, syskonbandet.se. We have a mission and a contacts also in the African countries, Tanzania, Ethiopia, and Congo, where we have we help them building up organizations like ours. And in Tanzania, there are also a school for blind children. One of our members built it up in the 1960s. And today they have like 80, more than 80 children going there. Also printing, more like literature center also that we are supporting there. And the last years, since 97, no, 2007 I mean, since 2007, we had have the Nordic conferences. So from them, we got to know some of our friends from Norwegian and wanted to continue that. So that's, this trip is also.
A step in this.
Yeah, it's a step in our gathering together.
Yeah.
Yes. That is, I'm short about this command. Do you have questions now?
Yeah, why not? Yes. Questions?
How many people do you serve?
members of 300, and of them there are 200 and something that are visually impaired. Also we have they who had paper and are in our camps that are not members. So, but around like 300-400 people, you can say.
Supporting members also, we should say, supporting members.
Yeah, of these 300 there are 92 that are supporting members today.
How often do you get together?
The big, for all the country or regions, is like 6 times each year. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it's special for youths and sometimes different kinds. And in some regions or some towns, in Stockholm, for example, where it's, of course, much more members and vision people, they get together each second week in another town each month for small
fellowship group.
Yes, like that.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. There are some. We try to support them to.
We support.
Yeah, help them to start this in more towns. Now there is in some of the bigger towns.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions for Tina? Do you do holidays?
Sorry. Yeah, this is one. This is one.
We could have,
but we often we have in just in the weekends, Friday to Sunday, so yes. Everyone can go even if they're working or not. And the big one each May or June, we have the biggest one, when all ages is and we have more days. I don't know what you call it in English, Christine.
Ascension Day, Ascension Weekend.
Yeah, that we used to get together.
Okay, so is it Anna who's speaking?
Yeah, Anna Bien.
Anna, from CAP. And it means the Christian Association for the Visually Impaired. Yeah, in Norway. I wrote it down yesterday. we have a jubilee next year. The organization will be 80 years old.
Oh.
Yeah. And it was established by blind people in 1933. Today we are 450 members. Everybody who is born blind or new blind or partly sighted can be a member of any age. The staff counts 12 people this year. Yeah. And we have built our own house, as you have. And the house is 25 years this year. Yeah. Be proud of that.
Yeah.
And we have a border, and the board, the members are our leaders. Almost everybody of them is blind or partly sighted. Our budget for this year is approximately 7.5 million Norwegian kroner. It's about 750,000 pounds, I think. Mm. One third is collected money from private persons and churches and so on. One third from the state, the government, and the last is from the sale of our audio books. Yeah. Yeah. Our main activities are the library with more than 3,000 Christian audiobooks in Daisy. That's good. Yeah. And we have audio magazines, and they contain informations, interviews, music, sermons, other news, etc. And they are both for children and adults. And we have magazines as you with large letter and in braille. And we have several camps through the year for all the members. Yeah. And we also have some volunteers They came every month, and they're helping us when we need them to with everything at the office. And finally, in 2011, it came a new Bible translation in Norway. And we are very proud of this, because the audio versions are produced by us, and we are selling them as well, both in Daisy and what do we call them? SD cards. Mm-hmm. Yeah. MP3. Yeah. That's all.
Very good.
Questions.
Danger of getting a lot of questions. Sorry, questions, folks.
Do you have any English speaking people in
there? English speaking people?
Well, yeah, or people who can understand English. Just thinking, you know, we've got a library too.
Okay. We have. Yeah, plenty of them, I think. Mm. Mm.
The audio books which you sell, are they all Christian, or do you record other ones to sell as well?
They are all Christian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
So you have meetings together?
Yes, we have meetings. I think 5 or 6 meetings a year.
6 or 7.
Are they in one place or all over Europe? No, we're a big country.
We are mostly in the south, I must say, yeah. And the youth are coming together in our place where our office are. Yeah, south in Norway. We have camps for the youth in our office twice a year.
Mm. I did discover that Olga, so it comes from the north, and he's a fisherman, and he has a 6.8-meter boat.
Yeah, that's right.
I've seen the satellite, the place where it sails from. So there you are. So there's somebody from the very north. There.
That's right.
And you mentioned the financial support that churches give you as an organisation.
Yes.
It's a big question, but are churches accessible and inclusive of people with visual impairments?
How well the churches work for people who don't see well?
Maybe in Sweden as well.
Not that good, I think. Good. They can improve a lot, I think.
Well, the Salvation Army in Sweden, they have a big work also for blind and also for hearing. How do you say? That's so. But other churches, I don't think they have their own, like, special anything organized for visual impaired people.
Well, it's great to learn about this and to have you with us. And of course, you're going to stay with us for this evening, and I hope we're going to mix up and talk together and learn a bit more. Be good. We've sung some songs, and I noticed that, you know, they weren't very easy for you to join in, most of you. So it would be really good if you could sing something to us. You know?
We just have one thing more we want to do. We have just a small symbol present for Social Trust. We want to thank you. We thank you a big thanks with our hearts for this day and welcome us this. We will feel so warmly welcome. All the contact I have with Patricia and Gordon before, and so it's wonderful. Aren't we thankful? Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And here are some presents from me.
You can make it yourself. You will see.
Yeah, okay. We're having a look in there.
I didn't saw it coming. Yeah.
So, I mean, it'd be really good if you can sing something you know and you can sing and join in with. And I don't know, the musicians might pick up on it, if that's okay. So if you want to.
I think you have
musicians
amongst
you. Yeah.
We have not prepared like a choir or something. But the song we have been singing now for a couple of evenings when we had our evening prayer. I think that's maybe the best. Mm-hmm. That we know, that most of us know, and it's a Swedish song, but you sing it also. Do you sing it in Norwegian or Swedish?
Swedish.
You sing it in Swedish? Norwegian. Norwegian is very good in Swedish. Norwegians, they are very good in Swedish. I'm singing more in Swedish than we are doing in Norwegian.
But, Daniel, du kan ju den bara i dig. Ska du ta den på gitarren?
Ja.
Ja, är det fast i piano?
Ja.
Ja, men kan du spela den?
Ja, visst.
Okej, okay, det var det vi fick.
Kan du visa?
Du ska ta det på gitarren också.
Ta tummen. Det är helt ordentligt.
Anyone who wants to take the guitar?
Are you ready?
Yes, sir. Yes.
All right, they are in dressing room. All right, they meet you. All right, they are in dressing room. All right, they.
Should say that I've just opened a couple of little parcels, and they're Eric's own handiwork. Do you call it embroidery or
no crocheting?
Crocheting. Sorry, forgive me. Crocheting. And it's being admired by Sheila at the moment.
Nice.
Three hearts and a little mat. It's beautiful.
Lovely.
What have you got there, Patricia?
What do you like the box?
Willow tree is what it says on the box.
And it's very well wrapped up.
Stop looking at
it
carefully. Whoa, beautiful figure.
It's a beautiful figurine, and they're holding it's like a large kind of tree with flowers on. But it's really very beautiful.
The welcome here.
Very nice. Very
nice. All the better. Welcome here.
Oh, that's so lovely.
That's how it feels. So welcome here.
Thank you.
Jesus.